discombobulated. He wants to smoke weed. Correction, he has smoked weed. Just barely a few months past the newly acquired tender age of 19. I imagine my firstborn, ringed with condensed gray clouds of smoke, suffocating the oxygenated air of intelligence from the radiance of his essence. His presence transforms into this unforeseen existence of some summoned beast of darkness unwanted. Trepidation fills me like too much liquid in a waterlogged home ramshackled from death blows of tornadoed storms. I, too, can no longer breathe freely the air of peace serenity because my butterfly has metastasized into one of them, the demonized others who spend their time lazily inhaling, exhaling, stealing someone else's energy, greedily consuming nearly a lifetime of bare-knuckled child-rearing. The searing pain of absentee fatheritis reverberates throughout my soul, only to return to the surface like a belligerent storm, rant-raving mad from single-handed parenting, bereft of the pride that stems from witnessing my son's success in life stolen by my firstborn's absentee father when he introduced my son to weed. I have taught my son to be better than me. Better than me. But this is what I get. No more illusions. He wants to be just like his faux Rastafarian bumbleclot daddy, my eternal enemy.